It's drama time. It's
drama time.
What up?
What up?
Niggas.
Niggas.
Bitches.
Bitches.
Hustlers.
Hustlers.
Gamblers.
Gamblers.
Scramblers.
Scramblers.
Gangsters.
Gangsters.
Go-getters.
Go-getters.
Chance takers.
Cake bakers.
Money makers. Faggots. Bitches.
Hoes.
Bums.
Deadbeat dads.
Bitch ass niggas.
Prostitutes and hookers.
Greetings, beloved. I want to give a quick apology to a couple people. My man Tom Gist, Robert Earl, Early Light, and Hazardous in North Carolina. We got some unfinished business. We gonna take care. The biggest apology to my man Funkmaster Flex and Team Bartwell. Everybody over there, my man Paul, Mrs. Funkmaster Flex. Sorry I missed a couple appointments over there.
It's drama
I got
time.
An idea though, Flex. The next car show we can have in my house. I just flew in a Celine 7, the 3-seater Volvo, along with a whole other assortment of shit I ain't got to talk about right now. We'll get some velvet fucking rope and tape the shit off and have the next car show at my house. Now, I never seen such foolishness, buffoonery, hogwash, and a bigger gaffle ever ran in my life. I must applaud y'all. I must applaud y'all. First, I got punched in my eye. Word. Then I got a black eye. Word. Then I got a broke jaw. Word. Then I got robbed again. Word. Hey yo, check this out. Next time y'all doing a movie, just send me my script. I promise I'll play my part a little better, man. Please just send me the script ahead of time. Please. But I guarantee y'all, man, that dark day is coming, man. But you know what I did? I went and bought everybody some rings. Everybody who was talking, I bought y'all some rings. Not for your fingers, for your toes, nigga. And for your belly button, no homo, nigga. Put them on immediately. I'ma come drop the shits off, put them on your toes and your belly buttons immediately. Then go get your eyebrows arched. After that. Now let's get to some immediate business. Jim Jones. That's my partner. That's my friend. He ran with me over 10 years. He deserves all the success he gets. He worked hard to get it. But what y'all motherfuckers got to realize, ain't nothing lasting forever. I wish that man nothing but the best of luck and success. And I hope he goes all the way to the motherfucking top and have a great career. Best of luck, beloved. Now, last April, fresh off Curtis' ass, I was remanded by my probation. When I get down to probation, 100 Center Street, 11th floor, probation officer, Arado, how you doing, sir? He told me to be down. When I get there, it's NYPD Intel. With YouTube on. NYPD Intel with YouTube on. Asking if I got beef with Jay-Z and Curtis for real. I said, sir, how do I have beef with people who be with y'all all day, 24 hours a day? How am I beefing with that? This is all felonious. This like the WWF. He said, that's what I thought. You know what, here's my card anyway, and you stay in town. If anything goes on, you let us know. I said, yes sir. Mm-hmm. 2 weeks after that, I was let off probation by the Honorable Judge Cataldo. Thank you, Mr. Cataldo. I got a smart remark on TV, then I was on YouTube saying it was gonna be a hot summer. A week after that, landing in Newark Airport. Yeah, I said Newark, yo, I flew commercial. Teterboro's like a fucking bus stop right now. Everybody's in there. I'ma start flying out of Westchester, but I did take a commercial flight. I said Newark, I landed in Newark. Greeted by who? NYPD Intel. I said, how y'all doing? He
said, why did you leave? I said, the Honorable Judge Cataldo let me off probation. I'm allowed to go where I want, sir. They said, well, we seen you on YouTube. I said, why do y'all keep watching YouTube? Why are y'all on YouTube? They said, that's our job to be on YouTube. What you mean by a hot summer? I said, this is business. I explained to y'all, this is the WWF. He said, well, we'll be around this summer just to make sure. I said, well, stick around. But that ain't even the reason I wasn't here. I had a family emergency that took a few months of my time. But during that time, how the fuck y'all act like y'all haven't been gaffed? How y'all acting like Curtis do not mean police? How y'all acting like I ain't named this nigga album Curtis?
It's drama time.
You been hoodwinked. You been bamboozled. You been led astray. Niggas talking about I'm missing. Let me run my motherfucking resume down to y'all, man.
It's drama time.
I got 6 solo albums. 4 gold or platinum albums. 1 movie soundtrack. 1 platinum movie. I executive produced 17 albums. How the fuck am I missing, man? Catch up, niggas. To all my niggas and my down ass bitches, residents of Harlem, I apologize. But